Hallelujah. I want to just speak on a message, how to pray in His name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You. You said in Your word that the entering of Your word gives light. You are the source of our inspiration. You are the reason why we are here on earth. In You we move, we live and have our being. We thank You for Your ever-abiding presence. We thank You for everyone that has been connected to us. And we pray that Your Spirit rest upon them more than ever before in Jesus' mighty name. Is there anyone that is under any form of affliction? We ask that Your strength be made manifest in all their weaknesses in Jesus' mighty name. We ask for supernatural ability to overcome every temptation. Thank You for the answered prayer. As we go into Your word, may Your word become flesh and become part of us in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with you, can we go to the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, reads, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. From the scriptural reference we have here, Jesus is telling us that He is a spirit being, number one, and He is also a spirit being. And the fact that no man can approach the Father but by Him. If you must pray, you must have previously received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I mean, you must have become one with Him. Apostle Paul puts it this way. He says, you were bought with a price. You are not your own. You are not of yourself. You should honor God with your body. What is he trying to say there? He is trying to say that as far as you have received Jesus, you believe in the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross of Calvary. That blood that was shed became the price that was paid for your redemption, which means you are meant to consciously live in the consciousness that the life that you now live is no longer yours, but that of Christ. I mean, Christ's standard of living has become your template. The Word of God has now become your standard for living. If the Word of God is now your standard for living, then when it is time to pray, what you should do is to pray in the name of Jesus. Now, when you are to pray in the name of Jesus, it means He is the one now praying. You are praying in alignment. You are one with Him. And one of the easiest ways to become one with Christ is to obey His command. It's that simple. Obeying the words of Jesus brings you into an alignment with Him. He says, if you love me, you will keep my command. The issue that people have is naturally living in obedience to the words of Jesus. They can do every other thing, but it is not possible for Jesus to come to you except you obey Him. In fact, obeying Christ gives him access into your life. Hallelujah. If Christ does not have access to you, how can you now say that you are praying in his name? Yes, everybody is trying to draw close to God. They are trying to pray. They are trying to do everything. But they miss something. Naturally, human beings, we are rebellious by nature, which means it is natural for everybody to live in disobedience. So what you need to do is to pay special attention to how you obey the words of Jesus. It's not enough for you to come to Jesus. Yes, to come to Jesus is to pray in his name. But does he have access to you? If he has access to you, then you cannot be one with him. Your obedience to Christ's instruction gives him access to you. Yes, you will say, but he's no longer alive in the body. Somebody is telling you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is not speaking in past tense. He was so precise about what he's saying. He says, no man can come to the Father except by me. Even if the book of Matthew 7 verse 7 said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. There are a lot of requirements you must meet up with before that scripture can be true for you. This requirement, number one, is to ensure that you understand the concept around your relationship with Jesus. Your relationship with Jesus must be established. How do you have a relationship with Jesus established? Without your relationship with Jesus, without your alignment with Jesus, there is no way that you can get God's attention. And if you're not getting God's attention in the place of prayer, then there's a problem. So that your prayers will not end in frustration, make sure that the issue of your relationship with Jesus is resolved. Now, this is it. Live in obedience to his command. Living in obedience to Jesus' command would have Jesus navigate towards you. We have you receptive to his spirit. And when you are receptive to his spirit will become one with you. Once your spirit becomes one with him, then you can now pray with him. To pray in his name is to pray with his identity. Once you are praying with his identity, then if there is any reason why your prayers will not be answered, because Jesus is now supporting your position, you can have your prayers answered. God is good. That you spent a lot of time, burnt a lot of your energy in the place of prayer, is not a guarantee that you have your prayers answered. Except to get this thing right. Forget it. People of God, this message is what you need now. Because as the scripture says, the world and its entire creation are waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody is waiting for you. Somebody is tied to you. The economic situation would have a lot of people dependent on you through your prayers. There are a lot of persons who would be on the sick bed that may not be able to meet up with their bills. If you are not praying enough and you do not have enough supply, how would you be able to pay their bills? What if the situation is more spiritual? Would you not need to lay hands upon them for them to recover? Mind you, if you are not in that place you are meant to be, spiritually, there's no way you'll be able to reach out to them. Do not allow another person to be wasted because of negligence. Do not just be a church goer. Be a conscious worshiper. As a worshiper of God, who must worship God in spirit and in truth, what you need is to ensure that you understand what prayer is about. You pray and you do not receive answers to your prayer because you have missed the mark already. You pray amiss. You missed a process. And the first process is to pray in the consciousness of Jesus, which means Christ is happy with you. If you are having a person who you are supposed to guide, and you know that you are the superior guide to that person, and you try to share information to this person, and this person finds it difficult to live in obedience to what you are saying, would you be happy to have that person around you? No. Every time you live in disobedience to Jesus' instruction, you are indirectly showing him the door. Showing him the door means you are telling him to leave you alone. And once you tell him to leave you alone, and it's time for you to pray, God only recognizes the prayer of Jesus. So if you think calling the name Jesus with a loud voice, with a special tone, will get you the answers, my dear brothers and sisters, you're getting it all wrong. If you pray and you now increase that part where you said in Jesus' name, or you now say it in a special way, it will not work. Or you say it in a loud tone, it will not work still. If you are always showing him the door through disobeying his instructions. Hallelujah. My final word to you, take your time to study the words of Jesus. Study the words of his apostles. Then align with his Holy Spirit. Let his Spirit also guide you as you yield yourself to him. When you yield yourself to him, the Spirit of Jesus is welcome. And as he is welcome, anything you say here on earth shall be said in heaven. You are saying that I'm weak. If you take your time to analyze what you stand to lose by giving in to your weakness, when you see your weakness, you will give it a dirty slap. Hallelujah. The children that mocked Elisha, bowed head man, they gave in to their weakness. They were playing, but they didn't know that they were playing with fire. If you play with fire, you will get burnt. And normally, their parents must have told them, it's good to respect others. Do not body shame people. Do not verbally abuse others. Do not make them feel less of themselves. And because of the fact that you feel you want to be sarcastic, you are being sarcastic with the greatest product that was made in God's image and likeness. Draw inspiration from this so that you will stop putting people down. Because the words you speak, the Bible says you will give account of it. I pray the understanding comes so that as we pray this season, we would pray effectively. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name. To just speak on a message, how to pray in His name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You said in your word that the entering of your word gives light. You are the source of our inspiration. You are the reason why we are here on earth. In you we move, we live and have our being. We thank you for your ever abiding presence. We thank you for everyone that has been connected to us, and we pray that your spirit rest upon them more than ever before in Jesus' mighty name. Is there anyone that is under any form of affliction? We ask that your strength be made manifest in all their weaknesses in Jesus' mighty name. We ask for supernatural ability to overcome every temptation. Thank you for the answered prayer. As we go into your word, may your word become flesh and become part of us in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with you, can we go to the book of John chapter 14, verse 6? Reads, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. From the scriptural reference we have here, Jesus is telling us that he is a spirit being, number one, and he is also a spirit being. And the fact that no man can approach the Father but by him. If you must pray, you must have previously received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I mean, you must have become one with Him. Apostle Paul puts it this way. He says, you were bought with a price. You are not your own. You are not of yourself. You should honor God with your body. What is he trying to say there? He is trying to say that as far as you have received Jesus, you believe in the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on the cross of Calvary. That blood that was shed became the price that was paid for your redemption. which means you are meant to consciously live in the consciousness that the life that you now live is no longer yours, but that of Christ. I mean, Christ's standard of living has become your template. The Word of God has now become your standard for living. If the Word of God is now your standard for living, then when it is time to pray, what you should do is to pray in the name of Jesus. Now, when you are to pray in the name of Jesus, it means He is the one now praying. You are praying in alignment. You are one with Him. And one of the easiest ways to become one with Christ is to obey His command. It's that simple. Obeying the words of Jesus brings you into an alignment with Him. He says, if you love me, you will keep my command. The issue that people have is naturally living in obedience to the words of Jesus. They can do every other thing, but it is not possible for Jesus to come to you except you obey Him. In fact, obeying Christ gives Him access into your life. Hallelujah. If Christ does not have access to you, how can you now say that you are praying in His name? Yes, everybody is trying to draw close to God. They are trying to pray. They are trying to do everything. But they miss something. Naturally, human beings, we are rebellious by nature, which means it is natural for everybody to live in disobedience. So what you need to do is to pay special attention to how you obey the words of Jesus. It's not enough for you to come to Jesus. Yes, to come to Jesus is to pray in His name. But does He have access to you? If He has access to you, then you cannot be one with Him. Your obedience to Christ's instruction gives Him access to you. Yes, you will say, but He's no longer alive in the body. Somebody is telling you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is not speaking in past tense. He was so precise about what He's saying. He says, no man can come to the Father except by me. Even if the book of Matthew 7 verse 7 said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. There are a lot of requirements you must meet up with before that scripture can be true for you. This requirement, number one, is to ensure that you understand the concept around your relationship with Jesus. Your relationship with Jesus must be established. How do you have a relationship with Jesus established? Without your relationship with Jesus, without your alignment with Jesus, there is no way that you can get God's attention. And if you're not getting God's attention in the place of prayer, then there's a problem. So that your prayers will not end in frustration, make sure that the issue of your relationship with Jesus is resolved. Now, this is it. Live in obedience to His command. Living in obedience to Jesus' command would have Jesus navigate towards you. We have you receptive to His Spirit. And when you are receptive to His Spirit will become one with you. Once your spirit becomes one with Him, then you can now pray with Him. To pray in His name is to pray with His identity. Once you are praying with His identity, then if there is any reason why your prayers will not be answered. Because Jesus is now supporting your position, you can have your prayers answered. God is good. That you spent a lot of time, burnt a lot of your energy in a place of prayer, is not a guarantee that you have your prayers answered. Except to get this thing right. Forget it. People of God, this message is what you need now. Because as the scripture says, the world and its entire creation are waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody is waiting for you. Somebody is tied to you. The economic situation would have a lot of people dependent on you through your prayers. There are a lot of persons who would be on the sick bed that may not be able to meet up with their bills. If you are not praying enough and you do not have enough supply, how would you be able to pay their bills? What if the situation is more spiritual? Would you not need to lay hands upon them for them to recover? Mind you, if you are not in that place you are meant to be spiritually, there's no way you'll be able to reach out to them. Do not allow another person to be wasted because of negligence. Do not just be a church goer. Be a conscious worshiper. As a worshiper of God, who must worship God in spirit and in truth, what you need is to ensure that you understand what prayer is about. You pray and you do not receive answers to your prayer because you have missed the mark already. You pray amiss. You missed a process. And the first process is to pray in the consciousness of Jesus, which means Christ is happy with you. If you are having a person who you are supposed to guide, and you know that you are the superior guide to that person, and you try to share information to this person, and this person finds it difficult to live in obedience to what you are saying, would you be happy to have that person around you? No. Every time you live in disobedience to Jesus' instruction, you are indirectly showing him the door. Showing him the door means you are telling him to leave you alone. And once you tell him to leave you alone, and it's time for you to pray, God only recognizes the prayer of Jesus. So if you think calling the name Jesus with a loud voice, with a special tone, will get you the answers, my dear brothers and sisters, you are getting it all wrong. If you pray and you now increase that part where you said in Jesus' name, or you now say it in a special way, it will not work. Or you say it in a loud tone, it will not work still. If you are always showing him the door through disobeying his instructions. Hallelujah. My final word to you. Take your time to study the words of Jesus. Study the words of his apostles. Then align with his Holy Spirit. Let his Spirit also guide you as you yield yourself to him. When you yield yourself to him, the Spirit of Jesus is welcome. And as he is welcome, anything you say here on earth shall be said in heaven. You are saying that I'm weak. If you take your time to analyze what you stand to lose by giving in to your weakness, when you see your weakness, you will give it a dirty slap. Hallelujah. The children that mocked Elisha, bowed head man, they gave in to their weakness. They were playing, but they didn't know that they were playing with fire. If you play with fire, you will get burnt. And normally, their parents must have told them, it's good to respect others. Do not body shame people. Do not verbally abuse others. Do not make them feel less of themselves. And because of the fact that you feel you want to be sarcastic, you are being sarcastic with the greatest product that was made in God's image and likeness. Draw inspiration from this so that you will stop putting people down. Because the words you speak, the Bible says you will give account of it. I pray the understanding comes so that as we pray this season, we would pray effectively. May God bless His word in Jesus' name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.